Let's plead neder with Hashem's help. Let's finish Shas together. Today's daf is daf Kuf Zayin. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avimori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Tzvi right, is that where we are? Bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Beis, I think. The bottom Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Yashav. One second. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Yashav Ha'echad ala Pesach. So let's say you have a situation of where a deer goes into the house by itself. And one person now sits at the front door blocking its exit. V'lo milahu, but he didn't fully block the exit. So the deer could still get out. Yoshev Hashenu milahu, then the second guy sits down and he completely blocks the door. Hasheni chai, so only the second guy is chai because it's the second guy who really prevented the deer from leaving. Yoshev Arishna Pasal milahu, if the first guy sits down and blocks the entire door. And then the second guy sits next to him. Even if the first guy would leave, the first guy is chayev and the second one's pater because the first guy is the guy who really blocked the deer in. The second guy was just adding. So just, even if the first guy leaves, so the second guy really didn't do anything. He just sat there the whole time. Even though he's now blocking the door, nevertheless, the first guy is chayev. Halamaz Edoma, what is this comparable to? Lenoel is based on Lashomro, a guy who just inadvertently locks his house, not realizing that there's something in there. Venimtzat Svi Shomer Besocho. Let's say there was a deer there from Erev Shabbos, and the person just locks his house. He's allowed to lock his house, even though the deer is going to end up getting trapped in there. Because the deer was trapped already. He's only trapping something that was already trapped. So to over here, once the first guy trapped him, the second guy's not doing a ma'aseh tzedah. There are a lot of different explanations about how to understand this case exactly, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Let's say a bird flies underneath your cloak and it can't leave. So the halach is you do not have to free it on Shabbos. Yoshevu Mishamar Acha Techshach. You are allowed to sit there and keep it in your cloak until Shabbos ends. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch it because it's muktzah. But you don't have to free it because you didn't do anything. It just flew in by itself. My love. Potter aval usser. If you trap something that's already trapped, isn't it potter aval usser? Is it more low? No, it's potter umutter. It's actually totally permissible for the second person to sit down and trap something that's already trapped. Hachanami Mistavra says the Gemara, this is also logical, Midiktani Seifa, because if you look at the end of the Mishnah, Lamaza Doma Lenoel is Basil Lashomro, someone just happens to be locking his house because he locks his house every day, not realizing there's a D in there. V'nimtzat Tzvi Shomer Besocho. Certainly it's permissible to lock your house. No one's going to say you can't lock your house. Right, we're afraid if you're going to leave your house open, so people are going to come in and steal all your stuff. Obviously, a person should lock his house. Michlal, the potter umutter. We're not going to say just because your dog happens to be in the house that you're never allowed to lock your house. No, it's mutter. Shema mina. We see from this that, in fact, it is mutter. And it's paskin like that in the Shulchan Aruch. that anytime you trap the animal beheter, that it was done permissibly, like you're just locking your house, you're not intending to trap the animal, that's actually pater umuter. Ikeda amre. There are those who say, Amr of Nachum B'Yitzchak, afa nana mitanina. We also learned in our Mishnah, afa b'yishamad harishon v'halachlo, even though the first guy leaves, harishon chayv hasheni pater, my lav pater umuter. So does the Mishnah mean mutter? Says the Gemara, lo, it's not a proof. Maybe it means pater aval aser. Says the Gemara, ha-midiktani seif ha-lamazah do'ol in all space of l'shom v'nimtzis shabazocha mechlal de pater umuter. Shema mina, locking your house just because there's a dog inside your house, locking it is mutter because you're just locking your house to make sure nobody takes it. You're not intending to trap the animal, and that's going to be mutter. And now the Gemara says three cases of this. Amar Shmuel, kol patur de Shabbos patur avalas. So Shmuel says, every time it says by Shabbos patur, it always means patur avalasar, except for three exceptions to the rule where it's in fact mutter. Levar mahani talas de patur mutter. There's only three cases in all of Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says there's more than three cases, but Shmuel thinks there's three cases where it says patur. Patur always means patur avalasar, except for these three cases where it means Pater umutter. Kol patur de Shabbos pater avalasar. Levar mahani talas. Except for these three, to pater umutter. That these are mutter. Chada ha. One is this case where one guy sits down and blocks the door to the house where there's a deer trapped inside it. Then a second guy sits down next to him and then the first guy leaves. The second guy is allowed to stay there. He's pater umutter. Umemai de pater umutter, de tani seifa lamazadoma, lenol space lashom nisi shom besocho. Certainly, it's permissible for a person to lock the door of their house, because that's the way everybody, when you leave your house, you lock the door of the house. So it's mutter. So even though it says pater, it compares it to this case of locking the house, which is clearly mutter. Ve'idach, another place is hamapis mursa b'shabbos. A person who busts a pus pimple on Shabbos, imlasos lapeh, if his intention in busting the pus pimple is that the pimple should have a nice opening that will last even after the pus leaves, the opening will last, chayev, then you chayev for bonet. Imlahotzi mimena lecha, pater. But if it's just to remove the pus from there, and then he could care less, he doesn't want the opening to last after the pus leaves, so it's not making a Pesach yafa, therefore it's pater. Now, normally this would be patar avalasa because it's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. But in this case, according to Reb Shimon, it would be patar avalasa. But here it says patar, but it's really patar umutter because it's b'makom tsa'ar, since you're in pain. So the rabbis permitted even in Nisa d'Rabbanan a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Right, this is why many people do not open milk cartons on Shabbos. Certainly the old milk cartons, where they had that little nice opening, although some say it's actually mutter, machlokas Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Ramosha Feinstein, if I remember correctly, about the, I think Rabbi Yaakov held they were mutter l'chadchila because it's only made to bring things out and not made to bring things in. So it's not a Pesach Yafa. No one's pouring anything into those things. That's a machlokas. Many people are machmir on that. You shouldn't open like a milk carton on Shabbos, to rip off that plastic thing. Umamai de pater umutter. How do you know? It's with disnan, because the Mishnah says later on, machad shel yad, if you have a needle, litol ba'es hakotz, if you want to use it for to take out a thorn. A person got pricked by a thorn or a splinter. You want to use a needle to take out a splinter. The machad is a klisha malachta le'isr, which you are mutter le'talta le'tzorach gufo. So it's mutter to carry it in order to take out the splinter. Why aren't you violating, even though you're making an opening in the skin? So, because you don't really need the opening in the skin, it's only to take it out. You don't want the opening in the skin to last. So it's a malach she'en tzrich le'gufo, which they permitted l'chadchila b'makom tzar. Ve'idach, and the third case is hatsad nachash b'shabbos, if you trap a snake, im misasik b'shalo yishchenu pater, if you're trying to trap the snake, so if you want it l'refuah, you want the snake, so then it's going to be usher. but even chayev. Vimtzada lirafua chayev. But if you are doing it just because you want to stop the snake from attacking you, that's patar aval aser, which is really mutter. B'makom tsar, it's going to be mutter. U'mamay de patar mutter hainu, it's mutter desnan, kofin ka'ara al haner b'shushal techos b'kora. You are allowed to put a vessel on top of a candle to make sure that the candle will not put your house on fire. Va'al tsoa shel katan, va'al akrav shelo sishach. You're allowed to place something on top of a scorpion that it doesn't bite. So that's mutar l'chadchila. Okay, let's continue. Hadron Alacha Oreg. So that's the end of the 13th parak. On to Parak Shmona Shratzim, which is the 14th parak. Okay, so this parak deals with, it begins with the laws of trapping. And like we were just talking about the laws of trapping. And then talks about other malachas that are asim midirabanan because they look like a malacha. And then at the end it goes on to the laws of refuah on Shabbos, healing. So let's begin. Now in order to understand the first Gemara, you have to try to have the psukim in the Torah that deal with the tumah caused by shratzim clearly in your head. So it's in Parshas Shemini, I believe. V'zeh lachem atamei basheretz asheretz al aretz. The following shratzim, weasels and mice and rats, all the fun stuff. The following things cause tumah shratzim. Let's see. So the v'zelachem atamesh b'asher shos ha'oretz ha'choled v'ha'achbor v'atzav l'mineu v'ha'anoka v'akoch v'alatov v'achomed v'atin shamas. So the following, these shmona shratzim have tumas nevela. Tumas nevela applies to all animals, but creepy crawly things have tumas nevela. Other shratzim do not have tumas nevela. These eight are special that they have tumas nevela. The other creepy crawly things do not have tumas nevela. Now, our mission is going to say that just like these eight are different in the sense that they have tumas nevela, so too they're going to have different halachas when it comes to trapping them on Shabbos. Now, let's first say, So what are these eight? What are the eight ones? So choled, there's a lot of different opinions what they are. I'll just give you one possibility. Choled is a weasel or a mole. Achbar is a mouse or a rat. Tzav is a toad, a ferret. Anaka is a porcupine. Some say it's a beaver. Koach is a certain species of lizard. Some say it's a chameleon. Lita'a is a lizard. Chomet is a snail. And Tinshames is a mole or also a type of lizard. So no one's quite sure. But these are the eight that the key thing is these eight, the Torah says, they have tumas nevela. Even though usually only larger animals have tumas nevela, all larger animals have tumas nevela, but these types of rodents, only these eight give off tumas nevela. So says the Mishnah, Shmona shratzim ha'amurim b'Torah. These eight creepy crawly animals that the Torah lists, hatsadon v'achovel ben chayev. If you trap them on Shabbos, you're chayev. Okay, that's pretty simple. V'achovel b'hem. However, these eight, if you wound them, let's say you throw a rock and you cause a wound. not necessarily if the blood comes out, but even if you cause like a red mark, like a mark on their outside, you could see that you caused the blood to clot inside the animal. Chayev. These eight animals are considered to be something that are normally trapped. They're considered to be animals that are normally trapped, so says Rashi. So therefore, if you trap them, you're chayev. Of course, that means if you trap them because you want them for some reason. And if you wound them, they're chayev, even if blood has not come out. Why? Because it's chovel is for netilas neshama. Now, the reason why the Mishnah assumes these eight have chovel, the blood, is because they are considered to have skin that is separate from the flesh. That's going to be a very important part, important point over here. That these eight, the reason they give tumas nevela is because they have skin separate from the flesh. And therefore, once the blood gets removed on the inside, it's going to remain attached to this flesh, and it's not going to get swallowed back in. And therefore, this is a legit chabura. It's considered to be a legit wound. So says Rashi. Right, take a look at Rashi. Achova ben Chayv, the third Rashi. Diyesh lan or, because these eight animals are considered to have skin, kidemefarish begemara, v'habili chaburish ena chozeres. And since they have skin, so the wound is not going to just go away. So it's a legit wound. Vahavile told it to Shochet. He quotes from Levia, one of his rabbeim. Lashon Acher, came to Yeshlan Or, Nitzba Ha'or, Bedam, Hatzorbo, Dechai, Mishim Tzoveah. Rashi has a second shot that it's not a Tilsa Shama, it's for coloring the skin. But either way, the point is that since it has legit skin, that's why Yechai for Chovel. Trapping it and also for Chovel. Okay. So, says the Mishnah, Ushash Katsum Ramasim, other creepy crawly things which do not have Tumas Nevela, like, I don't know, worms or snakes, scorpions, Hachovel Bahen Potter, they don't have skin. So whenever you make a wound in those other things, the wound is going to heal on its own. It's not a legit wound. If you wound them, you're Potter. Vatsadan, so if you trap them, since these things are not normally trapped, Hatsadan Litzorech Chayev Shelo Litzorech Pater. So here the Mishnah says, by these things, even these things are not normally trapped. So if you trap them because you need them for a healing purpose, you're Chayev Shelo Litzorech, but not for a purpose, it's Pater. Because the Gemara is going to say, because it's a Malacha She'en Atzricha Legufa. And the Rishonim here have a long discussion, Tosas and Hatsadon. Right, maybe we can take a look at that. Tosas, Hatsadon Litzorachayev. Im Tomar, Maishnan to Isra Chacha Lemisne Tve Hatsadon Litzorachayev. Bechol Chivin Shabbos Namilo Mechayev Yishim El Litzorach. Why all of a sudden over here, every malacha, if you do it Litzorach, is Chayev Kuntum Shimon. If I'm reading the Lachi Tana Lehacha, Lashmin, Debishar Shkatsim Ramasim She'en Lehem Or, other creepy crawly things which don't have skin, Tzarech she yiskaven l'shem tzarech. The stame lav l'tzarech kaimi. These things, usually people do not trap them for a purpose, says Tosas. Avol b'shmona shratzim, the resha, the yesh lem or, but the eight shratzim of the resha, which do have skin, stamayu nitzodin l'tzarech oran. Minastam, people do trap them for their skin because the skin is considered to be separate. And therefore, alahachi tani, Sadan Bahade Chovel de Mechayev Nami Mishim Or. Just like wounding is for the Or, so too Tseida, people normally chasso, so even if you don't have Kavana, Minastam, those eight are considered to be trapping them for the skin. Fine. Back in the Mishnah. Chayev Of Sheber Shuso, if you have a wild animal or a bird that grow up in your home, Hatsadan Pater. So they're already considered to be trapped. They live in your house. That's where they live. They're not going anywhere. So if you lock your door and trap stuff, a dog that lives in your house, a dog's not a wild animal, but even a wild animal that grows with you, so it lives with you. So if you trap it on Shabbos, you're potter because they're considered to be already trapped. And if you damage them, so you're chayev. The Gemara will explain what's the chiddush here. Isn't it obvious? Okay. Says the Gemara. Mi dekatani. From the fact that it says, achovel behen chayev, even though the blood hasn't left. Chavala means where you create a wound where no blood has left the animal. The blood just got uprooted inside the animal and is blocked by the, and you could see it on the inside of the skin. You could see that there's a blotch on the skin, on the inside. Mechlal de islehu, or from the fact that we say that if you wound these eight, you're chayev, that shows that our Mishnah is assuming that these eight do have skin. That's why you're chayev for wounding them, because the wound is not just going to heal on its own since it has skin. So the wound is going to be discernible on the skin of the animal, and it's not going to just heal on its own. Says the Gemara, Man Tano, who is the author of this Mishnah? Who is the author of this Mishnah? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Disnan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Chulin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, Shmone Shratzim Yesh Lahen Oros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that these eight have independent skin. Since they have independent skin, therefore we said, the Torah says that these eight of them convey Tumas Nevela. However, these eight convey Tumas Nevela, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, even though these eight convey Tumas Nevela, the Tumas Nevela is only conveyed by their flesh and not by their skin. That the skin does not convey Tumas Nevela, only the flesh. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Chiddush. He says in the Mishnah in Chulin, we'll see, the Chachamim disagree, we'll see in a minute. Since they have separate skin, so only the flesh is mitame tumas nevela, but not the skin. So if you just touch the skin, you would not become tame. Because the Gemara over there in Chulin on Daf Ayin Zayin darshins that the skin of a nevela is not mitame tumas nevela. Tumas nevela only comes from the flesh of a nevela. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, the Torah highlights these eight animals give Tumas Nevela, but that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds. Since they have a separate skin, only their flesh conveys Tumas Nevela, but not the skin. Yesh lehen oros. However, the Chachamim over there disagree. And the Chachamim hold that some of the Shratzim do not have skin. So our Mishnah is clearly against those Chachamim, because our Mishnah says all eight of them have skin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's why all eight of them you're chayev for chovel. But the Gemara assumes here, so Shmuel says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri has to be the author of our Mishnah, because the Chachamim there say no. Some of the Shratzim, which have Tumas Nevela, even touching their skin in quotes, their skin is too thin, it's not a legit skin. So even the skin is considered to be part of the flesh, and even the skin conveys Tumas Nevela. That's Chachamim's Shita. Even the skin conveys Tumas Nevela. So according to them, according to Chachamim, who argue Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, those four, whichever four, we'll see in a second, whichever four don't, the skin also conveys Tumas Nevela, there would be no Isser Chavala on those four also, because the skin is not considered to be separate from the flesh, and therefore any wound that's caused those four would heal right away. It's not a significant wound because it doesn't have separate skin, and therefore you wouldn't be Chayv Chova for those four. So our Mishnah's got to be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav disagrees with Shmuel. Rabba bar Rav Huna, I'm a Rav. So Rav disagrees with you. No, I disagree with you. Afilu tema Rabbanan. even the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri as far as the skin of four of those animals not conveying Tumah, Tumas Nevela, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, all eight of them, the skin does not convey Tumas Nevela. And Chacham said, no, four of them have legit skin and four of them don't have legit skin. So Shmuel said the same halacha would apply over to Hilchas Shabbos. That's what Shmuel said. Rav says, no, I disagree with you. They only argue about Tumas Nevela, about whether the skin conveys Tumas Nevela or not. But when it comes to the laws of Shabbos, Rabbi Baruch Hu Amar Rav, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, you could even say that the author of our Mishnah is Chachamim. Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbanan Aleid Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. The Chachamim only argue on Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri as to whether the skin of these eight shratzim conveys Tumas Nevela, Elala Inyan Tuma. That's as far as the laws of Tuma, the skin is considered to be separate from the flesh. And therefore, by four of them, it's not considered to be separate from the flesh. And by four of them, the skin would not convey Tumas Nevela. And by four of them, the skin would convey Tumas Nevela. If the skin is considered to be thick and separate, then the skin does not convey Tumas Nevela. If the skin is considered to be thin and part of the flesh, then the skin does convey Tumas Nevela. That's Chachamim. But that's because he has a special drasha by Tuma, Dichsiv, Eila Hatmeim Lachem, just those four, or three, it's Machlokas. It's really supposed to be three, Eila Hatmeim Lachem, right, in Pasuk Lamed Alf, the ones that are listed, right, you gotta know the Pasuk, you're not gonna remember them, but Vizel Lachem Atame, Hacholad Va'achmar Atzav Lumineu, stops, then it says, Ha'anok Va'koch Va'tov Va'chovan T'chames, so only the second five. Because the Torah says, Eile, after it lists, it says, Eile Tmeim Lachem, Hatmeim. The letter He is extra. It says, L'rabos she'oroseim kibsaran. Yeah. The last five are oroseim kibsaran. They're not considered to have legit skin. Aval inyan Shabbos, but when it comes to the laws of Shabbos, Afilu Rabbanon Modu. When it comes to Shabbos, even the Chacham agree that all eight of them, you'd be chayav for Chovel on all eight of them, even though the skin is not considered to be significant when it comes to Tuma. Rav holds, when it comes to Shabbos, the skin is significant, and you'd be chayav for Chovel by all eight of them. The Gemara is now going to challenge Rav. Well, inyan Shabbos lo pligi. You mean to tell me when it comes to the laws of Shabbos, Chachamim don't argue in Rebuch and Benuri, but we learn not that way. V'atanya, Baruch Atah Adonai, Elohim Melech Olam Shachol Nivaro. Well, inyan Shabbos lo plige. V'atanya, Elohim Tenebraisa, Hatzad Echad Mishmona Shratzim Amorim B'Torah, someone who traps one of these eight Shratzim, or Hachovel Behen, or if you damage them, you're chayav. Now this is talking about laws of Shabbos. Divrei Yochanan ben Nuri. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Ein or Ella Lama Shemanu Chachamim. So the simple pshat, no, the skin is only legit for those of the eight that the rabbis counted, that the skin is so thin that it's like the flesh. Wait a second. So the Gemara pauses for 1 second to analyze this price. It's backwards. Meaning just the anaka and the koach and the lita'a and the chomet. Says the Gemara, wait a second. And the Gemara in Chulin asks, what do you mean? Obviously this price is messed up. Adarabba, lamasha manu chachamim, the ones that the rabbi selected, those are the ones that don't have skin. Lamasha manu chachamim, ein lahem or. V'amar Abai, and Abai answered to answer up the obvious contradiction in the Braisa. This is what the Braisa meant to say. Hachi kamar, ein or chaluk mi basar, ela lamasha lo manu chachamim. The ones that the rabbis did not count, that's the ones that the or is considered to be, the skin is considered to be separate from the flesh. But either way, the pshat that you say clearly here, you see that when the Chachamim argue in Yerucha Ben Uri, they don't only argue for the laws of Tumah V'Tara. The topic of this brisa is the laws of Shabbos. So you see, the Chachamim don't argue about whether the skin is separate only by Tumah V'Tara. You see that the same halacha is going to apply to Chovel. It's mamish a black on white brisa. So Rava rejects it. So Rava rejects Abaye's answer. And he answers the brisa differently. And according to his answer, you would not have a kash against Rav. Amalei Rava, halamash amanu chachamim ka'amar. What do you mean? How could you change the words in the brisa? The brisa said, when Rabbi Yochanan, when the chachamim argued, chachamim ein or ela lamash amanu chachamim, how could you change it? How could you Abaye change it to mean lamash lo manu chachamim? It doesn't say lamash lo manu chachamim. It says lamash amanu chachamim. Halamash amanu chachamim ka'amar. So you can't just change the words of the brisa that it means l'mashalom manu chachamim. Ela amar Rava, so Rava says you have to reinterpret the brisa to mean as follows. Hachi kamar. This is what the brisa means. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said le'inyin Shabbos it has a din of or separate from the basar, but you might have thought le'inyin tuma. He holds that some of them are different. The chacham say no. Ain or mitame kibasar el lamashim on chachamim. The chachamim say when it comes to tuma, that's where there's a difference. But as far as Shabbos, I agree with you that all eight of them have separate skin linyan Shabbos. So Rava reinterpreted the brisa that no, chachamim were only coming to argue in Yochanan by tuma, but by Shabbos he really agrees, just like Rav said. But the Gemara doesn't like this answer either. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Michlal, you want to try to derive from here that Ein Or El Lamash Manu Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Hanach Nami Delo Manu Chachamim, Mitamim? You mean to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri also agreed that the four that the Chachamim did not mention, so they're considered to have separate skin, and the skin is not considered to be separately in Tumah, that he agrees? But what do you mean? But it says clearly in the Mishnah that by Tumah V'Tara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri disagrees. V'aktani Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri omer shmona shratzim yesh lam oros. What do you mean? He says black on white when it comes to Tumah V'Tara, that the skin is considered to be separate. V'lo mitamin, which means the skin of these eight does not convey Tumas Tavela. So how could you, Rava, say that the skin does convey Tumas Tavela by four of them, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? So therefore, the Gemara rejects Rava's answer as well. So finally, we come to the third answer, which is going to stick, at least in terms of explaining the Braisa. So the Gemara quotes a third answer, and it's also a defense for Rav. Amar Ravada Brava Tritz Hachi. So Ravada Brava, he says, you got to change, you got to erase the Braisa. Erase the words in the Braisa. Get rid of the word Ella. Yeah, that makes a whole big difference. What's the gears we had? We had ein or chalak mibasar ella lamasha manu chachamim. Right? What was the text that we had? Chacham said ein or ella lamasha manu chachamim. So Rav the Rav says get rid of the word ella. No, Rav the Rav shiritzachi. This is the way to explain it. Chachamim omrim leinyan. No, so Rav Yochanan we really agrees. All eight have skin, and all eight are you're going to be chay for chovel on Shabbos. Rav Yochanan Nuri. Chachamim omrim leinyan tuma. Ein or lamashim on chacham, and that's it. Just get rid of the ella, and the chacham are just arguing. Ein or lamashim on chachamim. Those that the rabbis highlighted, those that the rabbis highlighted, they don't have skin, so therefore they even the flesh, they are going to convey tumas nevela even in the skin in quotes because the skin is too thin. So they would convey Tumas Tavela, Lenin Tuma, Ein Or, Lamash. There's four of them that the skin does convey Tumas Tavela, and four of them don't. Meaning the same as we said originally. But in Lenin Shabbos, the Chachamim agree. They're only arguing by Tumah, but Lenin Shabbos, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore Rav is correct that Lenin Shabbos, the Chachamim agree that all eight of them are considered to have skin, and all eight of them you violate Chovel. Ask the Gemara. Vakati, but we still could ask a question against Rav from a different brisa. Vakati, I still have a question against Rav. How could you, Rav, say that the Chachamim who argue in Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri by Tuma agree with Inyan Shabbos that all eight of them have Chovel, you violate Chavala, Linyan Shabbos, lo plige. You meet them Chacham don't argue by Shabbos. For a tiny little into the Brisa, Hatsad Echad Mishmona Shratzim Amurim B'Torah, if you trap one of the eight Shratzim, or HaChovel Bahen, or if you damage them, if you injure them, you draw blood from them, Chayav Bishratzim Sheyesh Lehem Oros. This applies to the Shratzim that have skin. But if they don't have skin, you're not going to violate Chovel. The Ezohi Chabura. What kind of Chabura is considered to be legit? She'ena Chozeres. A chabur that's going to last, it's going to clot, it's going to scab, it's not going to go back to the way it was. Namely, what's that? Nitzrar hadam, afal pi shelo yatsa. It means if the blood clotted under the skin, even though it did not leave. That's why it's not going to just go back. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, no. Shmona shratzim yesh lem oros. All eight of them. So again, you see from this brisa clearly here that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri held, if you're chovel and all eight of them, you're chayev. But Tanakama here seems to be going like Chachamim, who say that there's a machlokas not only by Tumah, but even by Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, there's a third opinion. Tanakama here is not going like Chachamim. Rav held, Chachamim who argue by Tumah, agree by Shabbos. But there's a third opinion, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had a third opinion. Answers the Gemara, the Tanakam, this price is not Chachamim of the Mishnah Chul. Rather, it's Rabbi Yehuda, who certainly does disagree with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri and Shabbos. So, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds they have skin both for Shabbos and for Tumah. Chachamim hold they agree with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri by Shabbos, but they argue by Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda argues both by Tumah and by Shabbos. Amar Rashi, man Tanakama. Who is the Tanakama who argues of Yochanan Ben Nuri by Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda. This is the third Shita. Da'azil Basa Gishta. The Rabbi Yehuda follows the thickness. He follows the thickness of the skin. He doesn't learn it from a Pasuk. Where did the Pasuk divide the five and the three? He learns, he says, no, you always follow the thickness of the skin. This is not Yehuda Omer. Halata Kicholda. That the Lata is like a Chulda. Because he holds that we don't follow what the order that the Pasuk, it's not a drush from the Pasuk. Rather, it just depends on the thickness of the skin. He holds the three Shratzim that skin conveys Tuma, which are Anaka, Kach, and the Chomet. Not because of the drush from the Pasuk, it's because they have thick skin. And therefore, since it's based on the skin, it applies to Shabbos also. But the Rabbanan who argue based on the way they learn the Pesukim as far as Tumah is concerned, Linyan Shabbos Module. As far as Shabbos, they agree. Ask the Gemara, Yihachi, Hi, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. It should have said, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Umachloka. So, Mibayle, it should have said, this is the words of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri and the Chachamim who argue on him. Gemara says, you're right. Tani, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Umachloka. So, add that into the Braisa. You're right that the ones who argue on Rabbi Yehuda are both Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri and Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. L'inyan Tumah, they agree, L'inyan Shabbos. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Boy mine Levi mi Rebbe. Levi esvam kash Rebbe. Minayin l'chabura she'ena chozeres. How do you know that a chabura has to be permanent? Dechsev, a pasuk in Yirmiyo. Hayahafoch kushi oro. Can a person who's black, can they change their skin? V'nomer chabar barosav, or can a leopard change his spots? My chabar barosav, ilay medekoy rikmei rikmei. If you're talking about colors, it should have said, hi, v'nomer chabar barosav, nomer givanav in barley. It should have talked about the colors. Ella kikushi, ma oro dekushi ene chozeres, just like the skin of someone who's black. Cannot change. Af chabura, so to a wound, ain't a chozeres. The definition of a wound is one that does not heal on its own. It's going to be a permanent wound. Continues the Gemara. Ushar shkatzim rumasim, all other creepy crawly things, if you damage them on Shabbos, it's pater. Says the Gemara, Hahorgon. If you damage them, you're putter, but if you kill them, you're chayav. Man Tan, who's the author? Some Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Lazar. Desanya, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Hahorikina b'Shabbes. If you kill a louse, that's the singular of lice. If you kill a bug on Shabbos, Gahore Gummel. It's like you're killing a camel b'Shabbes. But the Rabbanan say, no, the Rabbanan disagree. So you see that if you kill even a bug on Shabbos, you're chayev. But the Rabbanan hold, you're putter. Because they don't live 12 months. That's what the Mefarshim say here. Why, if you kill a bug, you're putter, according to one opinion? Rabbi Lez says, you're chayev for killing a bug. Chacham say, no, it's not considered to be real death. They're not going to live more than their usual lifespan is not more than 12 months anyway. So says the Ramban. Maskifla, Rav Yosef. Ad kan lo pligar Rabban le Rabbi Lezer. El a bikina, a louse. Deina par of a rav. It doesn't multiply. Because it doesn't multiply. Aval shar shkatzer mutzen de par of a rav. But other shkatzer mutzen that do multiply. Lo pligi, they agree yichayev. Ushneim lo lamdua elame elim. They both learned this from the elim adamim that were in the Mishka. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ke'ela, Ma'elim, Sheesh Ben, Netilas Neshama, Afkol, Sheesh Ben, Netilas Neshama. So to a louse. Rabbanan Savar, Ke'ela, Ma'elim, Deparin V'Ravin. No, it's got to be something that multiplies. Afkol, Deparin V'Rava. Amalei, Abai, Vikina, Ain, Parin V'Rava. Is it true that a louse does not multiply? V'ha'amar Mar, didn't Mar say, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekaini Re'emim Vizan Mekaini Re'emim Vad Beitzei Kinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains even the lice. Minohu Demikri Beitzei Kinim. So you see that sounds like that even a Beitzei Kinim, it sounds like they multiply. They have Beitzim. Says the Gemara, no. Minohu Demikri Beitzei Kinim. There's a certain type of bug that's called Beitzei Kinim, but it's not considered to be like a lice really gives birth. Vatanya Tifuye ubeitzei kinim, and that's a proof. No. Ask the Gemara. It sounds like that the beitzei kinim, that lice come out of beitzim. Says the Gemara, no, mina hu demikra beitzei kinim. Ask the Gemara, very parush to par of a rava. What about this type of bug, the parush? Dare parush to par of a rava. What about this parush? Yeah, what's the parosh? Vare parosh de paravarava. Was that like a?
The arts girl says flea.
Yeah, flea. Okay, good. Right. Vare parosh de paravarava. The flea that's paravarava. Vitanya atzad parosh b'shabbes. Rabbi Lezer mechayev. Rabbi Shua poter. So you see, even though the paro is paravarava, it is paravarava, and yet Rabbi Shua says poter. So to killing it should be potter. Amar Ravashi, tzeda ahariga karamis. You're comparing trapping to killing. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, ella demar savar davar she'ein b'mino nitzod, chayav amar savar potter. They only argue about tzeda. Aval inyan hariga, but as far as killing it, afilu Rabbi Yeshua, mode. Even Rabbi Yeshua admits, as far as killing it, even Rabbi Yeshua admits that you are chayiv for killing it because it multiplies. Let's just try to do a little bit more. Hatsadon lutzorech chayiv, but shelo lutzorech is pater. Man Tana, who's the author of this opinion? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Shimoni, Dama Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is pater ala. Ik the Masla Aha. Some learn this on a different case. Hamapis Musa B'Shabbos, like the case we had before, busting a pus pit bull. Im lasus lapeh, if you want to make a nice opening, you're chayev. It's bone. Im lootzi menalecha, if it's just to remove the pus, but it'll go back to its, but you don't care about the opening afterwards, pater. And pater means pater umutter here, because it's makum tzad, like we said before. Man tano. Who's the author? I'm Rabbi the Marav, Rabbi Shimoni, Damalach, Shein, Shichel, Gufa, Pater, like, you're making an opening, but you don't need the opening. So you're not, you don't want it to last. You don't need the openings in Malach Shein Tzrich Luv. It's Pater, but Makom Tzar is Pater Umutter. Vik the Masla, aha, some learned on the following case. Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos, a person who traps a snake on Shabbos, Im Misasik B'Shalo Yishchenu, Pater. If you're making sure that it doesn't trap, that it doesn't bite you, it's Pater Umutter. Im L'Refu, if you need the snake to make her a medicine, Chayav. Mantana, who's the author that says that you're Pater, if it's just to make sure it doesn't bite you? I'm with the Marav, you're Mishimi, the Malach Shein Tzrich Luv, Pater Alav. So Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa. And finally, Omer Shmuel, Hashole Dog Min Hayom. If a person catches a fish from the sea, Kevin Sheyavesh Bo Kisela, once the fish is on dry land and then the skin dries out, a Sela Chayev. So that's when it's considered to be dead. Amir Yisber Oven, Uvein Snapir, between its scales. Amravashi lotem yavish mamish al field to avid rire. Doesn't have to be mamish dried out, but if it starts congealing, so that's also considered to be the time a fish is considered to be dead. Okay, we will stop here. Gotta go daven. We will stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow from Omar Mar Bez Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Rabbi, why isn't this mapis morsa, this like opening, why can't I open a can then just to remove the soda?
That's a shaila. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says yes. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's called a Pesach Yafe, even if it's not lahachnis u lahotzi. That's the question. Whether or not it's still an issur d'rabbanan. I think actually one of them holds it. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky have machlokes whether it's an issur d'oraisa or it's heter gomer. This is a big shaila. Whether or not it has to be a Pesach Yafe osi lahachnis u lahotzi. Is that the definition of Pesach Yafe? Does it have to be both? So these soda bottles, no one ever puts anything in it. It's only to take stuff out of it. So that's a shaila. Whether or not, if it's not lahachnus alohotzi, whether or not that's a chiyuv on Shabbos. So Moshe Feinstein has a 16-page tshuva on opening up bottles and cans on Shabbos. It's a big issue.
Thank you. Have a good day, Rabbi.
Have a good day.